Ukraine can stop Putin if we stand with Ukraine and provide the weapons that needs to defend itself. That is all. That is all Ukraine is asking. They're not asking for American soldiers. In fact, there are no American soldiers at war in Ukraine, and I'm determined to keep it that way.
Strange mumble there. No American soldiers of war in Ukraine. The translation that the White House released says there are no American soldiers who are in Ukraine. Aren't there American troops in Ukraine just out of uniform? Certainly American intel is there, and American contractors are there, and American soldiers of fortune are there. But are active duty troops, Army, Marines, on the ground in Ukraine?
Yes, there's active duty troops on the ground in Ukraine, hundreds of them. They're not in formal conventional combat units. They might be in an advisory capacity. They might be there for logistics purposes, for accounting purposes. You know, there's teams of military people who are running around trying to keep track of these weapons, but there's definitely Americans on the ground. But here's the other thing I just think your audience needs to be reminded of. The 1948 legislation that created that transformed the military into a joint, you know, this joint concept of military operations that created the CIA and created the National Security Council. There's important language in there about the role of the National Security Council, which is, of course, a body that has no congressional oversight. And it talks about the fact that they can run a secret foreign policy. They can do things that are covert in nature, non-reportable to the American people, non-reportable to Congress. They can lie, they can cheat, they can steal, that Americans can have diplomats saying one thing while the CIA is doing another thing altogether. And that's just the way it is. So when the President of the United States, and this is the disturbing thing about that, when the President of the United States is speaking to the American people in the State of the Union address saying something, understand that it's likely that he's lying to the American people. Because we have secret foreign policy. And in Ukraine, we've never told the American public the truth.